This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello again, dear friends. Know what's on your mind, family. This is Scott Hennon live from Stalheim, Norway. Pretty amazing place. Pretty amazing place. A lot of World War II history here. In fact, in this very hotel that I'm at, I almost hesitate to tell you what happened here during World War II, but it is history. I'll believe it or not. But it was a barracks of sorts for the German army that, of course, invaded Norway. Said, this hotel would be ours now, thank you very much. And half the hotel is where they lived. The other half was a brothel, and it was where they brought in... How can I say this? You know what goes on in a brothel, right? But it was Hitler's way of, you know, the Aryan Nation deal. So there were the many, many, many children that were a product of that in Hitler's worldview. Just disgust you. Even these bunkers. I look at these bunkers where the Germans are fortified, spying on the Norwegians and where they're moving. We were in a place called Voss, Norway, yesterday. Knut Rockne is from Voss. Did you know that?
I did not.
The Knut Rockne.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I knew he was from Norway, but...
Yeah, from Voss, Norway. They have a statue for him there and everything. Well, we were there earlier as well. There's a museum there, and they had a number of bunkers. And the bunkers, again, were German bunkers with a view of watching to see... The city had been destroyed. They destroyed the city, everything, but the church had been bombed. And the bunkers were designed to allow the soldiers to watch the movements of Norwegians to see if there were any kind of a threat going on. They'd already bombed out the city, so there wasn't much left, but just pretty amazing. So a lot of that World War II history is right here, and certainly not a good one. A very tragic time. This country, in many ways, had to be rebuilt as well after the mid-40s. So that's the news that I have today. Because I'm in Norway with a group of our fine What's on Your Mind listeners, having a grand time. I have the schedule here beside me that'll update you on where we're going and where we've been and all of that fun stuff, but if you care to know. But it's beautiful here. The weather is temperature-wise, just about ideal. Been about 70 every day, but we could use some sunshine. Hasn't been much in the way of sunshine. The view here from this Stalheim Hotel is phenomenal. I'll post a picture a little later on of my perch for the show. You can't even believe it. It's like right out of a storybook. In fact, this hotel is the reason I wanted to go to Norway. My wife had been wanting to go for a long time. We decided to do that trip 2 years ago with listeners. And what finally tripped my trigger to say, okay, I'll do it, was a postcard of this hotel. And so there's no way a hotel can be this beautiful. You're in the middle of the side of a mountain, and the overlook, it's phenomenal, really incredible. So, but anyway, that's all I have for news. I mean, I would assume you might have some more news, and you can share some with me. You can tell me what's on your mind, as we always do, and you can also tell me what's news. What am I missing? About all I know is the president gave the Medal of Honor to Art Laffer, which I think is absolutely fantastic. When I say Art Laffer, what do you think of? What comes to your mind about Art Laffer? Ah, I'm telling you what. Ronald Reagan would be one. Ronald Reagan would be one person that listened to Art Laffer. Who else has? And what do we see when it happens? It's my little quiz for you today. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Is Todd back today? Do we have Todd back on the program today?
I am here.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I am fantastic. Boy, are you so, you sound better on there than you sound in Fargo. Well, it's probably in part because you're in Norwegia over there. As we were affectionately calling it yesterday. That's fantastic. It's kind of weird how you can go just, you know, a few towns over in North Dakota or Minnesota or something, and all of a sudden it doesn't sound as good. You go all the way over to Europe, and all of a sudden things are great.
How about that?
You know,
but exactly, yeah, right.
I'm so envious of your trip there. I kept getting people asking me the last few days, how come you're not out there? I'm like, that's a darn it good question. We'll work on that one.
I know.
I think next time Kevin and I lead it and you stay back here.
That's just fine. It's time. Yes, exactly right. I'm sure Kevin could be twisted,
his arm could be twisted into that, right?
But, you know, I always say this about the trips. Obviously, you know, what you're seeing is awesome. We're going to go to a place we've never been before in Norway, Lofoten Islands, up to the northernmost place in Europe. Some say the northernmost place in the world. Would that be right? I don't know. I failed geography. But it's way up north, okay? And it's a lot of fun up there. Now, there's a group of North Dakota runners that are in a marathon up there. We're going to talk to one of the people that put that together and put a group of people together, Frode Tilden. With a name like that, how are you from Fargo? I don't know. But Frode Tilden is from Fargo. I think he was born in Norway, though, I believe. Anyway, we'll get Frode's story. He brought a bunch of runners over here, and so we're gonna talk about that excursion and what they're going to be doing up north. And then we also have Kelly Armstrong, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, on the show today to talk a lot about what's happening in Congress. And the House is where a lot of the lunacy is happening. I know that much. That much I know. I didn't forget that. But any other news, I really don't. I don't know. President Trump announced his reelection. We talked about that last time I was on a couple days ago, and I did see, thanks to my laptop, the entire event, which was fun. I love the fact that there were that many people there, that 120,000 people tried to be there, that they raised the most ever in a single day. They have Donald Trump's campaign has more money raised in a single day, his kickoff for the 2020 campaign that day, than vast majority of the Democratic candidates have in total. One day. I'm not kidding you. Is that fantastic or is that fantastic? So,
cha-ching!
Anyway, yes, exactly right. Doing just fine. But anyway, I started to say what I love most about these trips with our listeners is the listeners. You know, you get to know people, and you know, you've got somebody on this trip that's from Binford, living at beautiful lake by Binford. And, you know, I've never met anybody from Binford before. Now I have, see? There you go. But all over, you know, all over North Dakota, and some just wonderful opportunities to meet folks. We got a teacher along that's been teaching math for a number of years. We've got a electrical engineer, works from Basin Electric. Along, who is, you know, I think 3-4 years on the job. We've got a retired farmer here. We've got just all walks of life. It's very fun. So that's the best part of it. Really, it is. I mean, obviously, every day that I get behind the microphone here, I got a chance to get to know you a little better by having you call us and tell us what's on your mind. But there's nothing like actually, you know, being on a bus and flying over the big pond and taking everything in. So it is great fun, and I really enjoy that part of it. I do. I don't sit well. I don't vacation well because I just want to do stuff. I want to, you know, sink my teeth into a story, find out what's happening, talk about it, take a stand on it. So relaxing, even though I have my lovely wife, Maria, and two of our three kids are along. Haley, who's going to be a junior in high school, and Hannah, who's going to be a junior in college next year. And Hannah goes to school out east in Connecticut, so we don't see her as much as we'd like, you know. In fact, she's interning right now for Senator Kevin Cramer. Have I mentioned that? She's interning this summer. So she took a little break from her summer job in D.C. To come on. So it's just very nice to get to see her. So that part's fun. I love it. I have a good time with the family. We laughed. Last night we did, and I have pictures of this up, we did a, you've seen a paddle boat, right? You guys have been on a paddle boat before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you rent them at a resort once in a while, and, you know, paddle boats are fun. Well, we took a paddle boat out on a fjord. That I've never done before. And the girls were in the back paddling, you know, paddling away, and Marie and I were up front soaking it all in, and we took pictures and laughed and had a grand old time. So,
oh,
you know,
man,
that
sounds like a lot of fun right there.
Oh, and you can't even believe how beautiful it was. Completely still. I mean, not a ripple in this fjord, which is like 2,000 feet deep, you know, at the bottom of all these mountains. and the phenomenal view everywhere you look, and just, it just, you know, you can't even make it up. I have to tell you, if you've never been to Norway, I would really encourage you to consider it, if for no other reason than your roots, to explore your family roots. And we've had a chance to meet family as a result of the trips here, and they've come back to the States, and that part's been fun. But the view, the scenery, even if you have no connection, family connection, just the absolute unbelievable view. I don't know where it's topped. I've been to Hawaii, I've been to Alaska, and I've been at every corner of the United States. This is the only place I've been in Europe, other than, you know, Amsterdam, to get here. But the view just wins the day. It's just phenomenal. It really is. Anyway, enough about, I don't want to bore you. I'll be like the guy with the slideshow. And then we're over here, clack, and I don't want to be that. So I'll stop with the trips. You can see them on Facebook.
See all the pictures. An iPad or something. You don't use it. Nobody does slideshows anymore. You get the little tablet and you go swipe, swipe, swipe. And
I know, but you remember the neighbor guy that invited you over to see his slides?
That's my grandparents. We make fun of him all the time.
Yeah, and I wanted to cry about 5 minutes in, so I'm not going to be that guy. Call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Text me in Norway at 701-367-2054. Texter says, my brother lives in the Lofoten Islands. All right.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2 locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Back on What's On Your Mind. You know, I love conversations with people about power over here, because they are, you know, strangely enough, fossil fuels are not a you know, real popular thing here. With the younger generation, of course, like many things. The older generation, they understand without oil, there wouldn't be the Norway that is we know as Norway. But, you know, they brag about hydropower. Well, I mean, if you have that many mountains and that much water, you know, hydropower, sure, fine, it's great, but that's not real practical for flat places like North Dakota. But, you know, what I really wish you could do when you're talking about clean, affordable energy that comes from lignite, from coal, and our great lignite industry, and we have folks that from power plants and along with us on the trip, so we've been having fun conversations about this, is just to understand how much money is being invested by the industry and how much progress they have made, right? So you have a big part of the anti-environmental wing, the folks that live in this is the fantasy world, right? To think that, you know, wait a minute, if you do that and the cost of energy goes up and the cost of everything goes up, what happens to the economy? And then what do you gain from it? Nada. Nada. And nobody else is doing it. And so, you know, people move that way. And in the meantime, the industry's investing and getting, you know, all kinds of things going on. You look at, you know, for instance, the effort with carbon capture and utilization and what's happening there. Storage, phenomenal. Really, a lot of amazing things. And, of course, in the meantime, a lot of good-paying jobs. A lot of dollars into the coffers of the state. Find out more about all this at Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. But know this, all of the above has to include coal if you want affordable, reliable energy. Plain and simple. 22 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Couple of questions here. Kev, you're going to take the calls, right?
Yes, sir.
At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, because I can't get the calls today. So I can't. Never mind. That piece of software doesn't work over Norway. That's one thing that doesn't
work. We got you, brother.
Yeah, all right, beautiful. The Supreme Court's on a roll today. The Peace Cross War Memorial can stay right where it's at, says the Supreme Court. Thanks to Donald Trump and George W. Bush, and thankfully Barack Obama not having a lot of say. We're still have some common sense here when it comes to the Supreme Court. You see what else they did? They refused to take up the In God We Trust case, which means In God We Trust stays on the money. Can you believe people spending money arguing that In God We Trust, something that has been a motto of the United States from the 1800s, something Congress, I think in the 50s, if I remember correctly, said, hey, we're going to put it on the money. And some activists decided that that was the establishment of religion by the government, tried to get rid of it. Supreme Court didn't take it. So I like that a lot. Jana Myrdal sent us a note, you know, with a name like Jana and a name like Myrdal. You know you're from Norway. In fact, there's a Myrdal, Norway, we're going to be at tomorrow on the Flam Railroad. Stop by that fine town. She sends a note, says, I grew up playing on those bunkers. That's something? Those coastal bunkers. Checking them all out. Good to hear from you, Jan, as well. Texter says, trying to be rational in an irrational society. All I get is fake answers from imaginary people. Is there a hysterical curve to your Reagan history question? Is this artful enough? All right. Kind of cute. Kind of cute, yep. So Art Laffer, I promised that I was going to talk a little bit about that, and I wanted you to weigh in, and that caller's listener has texted in a comment about that. Art Laffer, given one of the nation's highest awards to Art Laffer, why did he do that? The Presidential Medal of Freedom. I think I called it the Medal of Honor earlier. Medal of Freedom is the exact reason why. Supply-side economics. We now know to be real. Thanks to Art Laffer. By the way, our friend Steve Moore is right in that group as well. I'm telling you, incredible. Absolutely incredible. And I think a perfect thing for Donald Trump to do. You know why? Why do we have the economy we have right now? What role does the tax cuts have in our economy? Do you get a rebate from XL Energy if you're an XL Energy customer? All the power companies that received a tax rebate, their costs went down. Public Service Commission said, hey, why don't you get that back? And they did. Oh, my gosh. You can't beat it. And thank you for the math puns, though. We appreciate that very much. Yep. And hysterical curve. Get it? Laffer curve, hysterical curve. See? And my Reagan history question, artful enough. So you answered it, and that's exactly right. I am so very thankful Donald Trump did that. Because, number one, it drives the media nuts. Number two, the liberal economists that are always wrong now have to be creative in trying to explain their way out of this one. And we also could talk a little bit about why we have the economy we have right now. So thank you, Art Laffer. And he, in his comments, said about President Trump, you got to put the ball across the finish line for us. There's been a lot of people here that have done it and taken it on, but you need to be the person that rams it across. So, Ronald Reagan and Art Laffer were always in the same sentence. But now, Donald Trump belongs there for the very reasons we've seen in this. That's pretty incredible. It is. And I'm still, as I mentioned earlier, blown away by that interest in the event down in Florida. It's no small thing. Number one, biggest fundraising day ever. Single fundraising day ever. More than most of the Democratic candidates have altogether. Then you got a 20,000-seat Amway Center for a venue where 120,000 people requested seats. Not kidding you. 120,000 people requested seats. That's intensity. That's enthusiasm. That's absolutely amazing. Brimming with enthusiasm for the president. Even the media had to say that. And we have a new slogan now, too. Keep America great. So, good week so far. He said we're going to keep on fighting. We're going to keep on winning. Winning, winning. Anybody tired of it yet? Me either.
Nope.
Me either. Nope. Not tired of it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We're going to tell you about some North Dakotans running in Norway when we come back.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company, inviting you to attend the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. The Land Expo speakers will highlight land easements, land values, mineral rights, succession planning, 1031 tax-deferred exchanges, farm succession, strategies to protect your assets. Keynoted speakers include economist Dennis Gartman, Bruce Sherrick, professor of land economics at the University of Illinois, and former All-Pro football player and farmer Chad Greenway. Join us June 26th. For tickets, call Pfeiffer's 218-477-1968 or view the expo at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tensions still on the rise between the U.S. and Iran. Now Iran has shot down an unarmed U.S. Navy drone. American officials say it was in international airspace at the time. Iran claims it was in its airspace on a spying mission. Here's former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
The Iranians are reckless, and the Iranians are the troublemakers in the Middle East. They're the most troublemaking, dangerous power in the Middle East.
A spokesman for the Revolutionary Guard in Iran says that nation is, quote, completely prepared for war with the United States. A suspect in custody after a Sacramento, California police officer was killed responding to a domestic dispute, 26-year-old officer Taro O'Sullivan, had been in the job for a year and a half. The shooter held off police for over 7 hours before he finally surrendered. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Beautiful Norway on What's On Your Mind. Your questions and comments welcome at 800-228-0550. Thanks to Kevin Piper, by the way, for filling in yesterday. Appreciate that very much.
He did great.
Did he? Yeah, Kevin's so knowledgeable. He's just great. Really, in fact, somebody on the trip, he says, Kevin Piper filling in today. He's helping value our land for our family's estate. I said, well, you went to the right guy. He's an expert. And they have a land expo actually coming up on the 26th of June with all kinds of great speakers and everything from land values and trends to mineral rights and land easements and all the rest. Keynote speakers include the internationally well-known economist Dennis Gartman and Bruce Sherrick, professor of land economics at the University of Illinois. Also, Chad Greenway is going to be there. He's a farmer now. I didn't know that. But Pipers.com for details. But thanks, Kevin, for filling in. Tomorrow, Pat Finken will be in for me. Look forward to that. Also, want to remind you that it won't be long, and Ribfest will be here. That's Ribfest, Best of the West Ribfest, which is in Watford City, North Dakota. And they have the most amazing day. They do car show events. They have a classic car and a classic truck show. They have, great food and a street fair and a pancake breakfast and a headline concert that's fantastic. And, I mean, it's all a lot of fun. So check that out. Watford City, great place to play, great place to live. I'm telling you, the good life right there in Watford City. Almost as beautiful as Norway. Darn close. Closest place in North Dakota by far. 26 before the top of the hour, Froda Tillett is here. Froda is from Fargo, but in Norway right now with a group of folks that are going to be running a marathon up in the Tromsø, I think is how you say it, which is going to be challenging, I would imagine, given the mountain air. But we'll let Froda tell us all about that. Froda, how are you?
Hey, great. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well. Now, were you born in Norway?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you were born in Norway and came to the States when?
I came to the States in 2001. I went to UND for college, and I moved to Fargo in 2004, and I've been there since.
Is that right? And you're a runner, right?
What's that?
I said you're a runner, right? You're afraid of running.
Yeah, I'm running a little bit here and there, and we brought about 15 people to Tromsø in North Norway, north of the Polar Circle. That is wonderful, blue sky, and no much wind today.
Not much wind at all. I know. Is the altitude a bit of a challenge for runners here in Norway versus back in the States?
No, this is on sea level, so we're just a few meters above sea level. So the altitude is not bad at all. The latitude is different. So it's 71 degrees north. So it's way, way north. It's the most northernest town, city that has the most people living in. It's about 85,000 people living here. And today we just went to a Muck Brewery, the oldest brewery in Norway. And we had a great time there. And so we've just been sampling some beer and some great hot dogs, bacon-wrapped hot dogs in Lefse and Lumpe over here. And we're just going to go have some more food tonight. And tomorrow we're going to pick tomorrow we're going to do some boat driving on the ocean. And we're going to see fish, what do you call it, deep sea fishing. And on Saturday we have the Midnight Summer Marathon. It's this, the 30th anniversary of it. So they actually will have the marathon torch. They're going to have a big relay here with a flame torch. And they actually asked me if I want to join that. So I'm going to run 300 meters with that marathon flame torch here. And then Saturday night is actually the marathon will go on. We have two people that are going to run the full marathon. We have about six people doing the half marathon and three people doing the 10K. So we're going to be really busy. And on Sunday, we fly back to Oslo. And then we'll be guided through there and then through Valdres and Plum and Vossenbergen and back to Fargo the 29th of June.
That is fantastic. You just took my breath away with that itinerary. My goodness, that sounds like fun. And one thing I'm a little confused about, though, you got marathon runners and you're having hot dogs and beer. And what else is this? Is this, help the training?
Yeah, I mean, if you stay active, you can almost do whatever you like, you know.
I love that plan. Maybe I better start running. I think that's a great plan. So, Northern Norway is kind of a big deal right now. Why is that? Why is it that the tourism spikes so much in Northern Norway?
Well, we had a 2.5-hour walking sightseeing guided tour this morning here in Tromsø, and then some of that came up as well. It's the last 5-10 years, the Nordic, it's called the Atlantic Pass. It's a pathway to the Atlantic. So it's kind of a lot of tourism goes with a midnight summer, midnight sun. That is, there's no sunset here about 2-3 months out of the summer here now. And they have a lot of different activities like the sea deep fishing and mountain hiking. And in the winter, they're very famous for dog sledding and other things. I don't remember exactly right now, but there's several things. And there's a huge lots and lots of cruise boats that are coming in here. So just walking around downtown today, you can see all kind of different people from all over the world here are on the cruise boats, like the special, very famous cruise boat called Hurtigruten. It goes from the southern tip of Norway all the way up to North Cape, and it stops into all the different kind of ports along the coastline.
Wow, that is just amazing. That sounds so much fun. We haven't been to Northern Norway before. This trip was actually designed to end with Northern Norway and take it all in, so we're looking forward to doing that. Got to fly up there from Bergen here in a couple of days. So looking forward to bringing our group up there as well. And it sounds like, I mean, there's so much to do there. So that must be the attraction. There's a lot going on, right?
Yeah, I mean, we went to Polaria Museum today. There's tons of different museums down here and or up here, whatever, how you say it. And went to the Muck Brewery tour today. And then,
Now, the beer sounds pretty good. Compare Norwegian beer with the beer back home?
I mean, they kind of is doing the same, I believe. I mean, they have the pale ale and the hoppy beer and then what's really good here, too, is that the Beyer, like the old, the very dark beer, but it's really sweet, caramelly, tasty beer. It's called Beyer beer. We had that today and yesterday. And, I mean, it's been, the microbrewery, it's kind of a big deal here too. So they're trying to do, a lot of different types of brewery and different types of way of making it fun and new. The brand new, 2012 Muck Brewery moved their big, big facility about an hour inland from Tromsø. It's a more, better hub for distribution throughout the country that way. So that's where they're making the big volume of their famous beers.
Where did you grow up?
Myself, I was born and raised in Valdres in Fagernes. I grew up on a small farm in Slidre. And then in 1995-96, I was an exchange student in Decorah, Iowa. So that's how I got the taste of America. And then back in 2001, I came back to UND and graduated for UND in 2005.
And how would you describe Norway for people that haven't been here before? What do you think is the attraction of Norway for so many visitors around the world?
I think the people here are very friendly, just like the Midwest, because that's kind of where the most of them are from. The ancestors of the Midwest is kind of from Scandinavia, Northern Europe. So I think that's a part of it. But just sitting right here where we have a breakfast at the hotel, it's amazing. You see the big mountain peaks in the back there, backdrop with snow on it. It's just amazing. And we're going to see so much different kind of nature from flatland to the deep, deep fjords in the Flum, into Voss and out to the coastline in Bergen. And now we're in the way north Norway here running this marathon. So, I mean, it's just amazing how people hear about this beautiful fjords and mountainous country. And it's true. I mean, you just have to come here and experience it and breathe the air here. It's just amazing.
Yeah, whenever somebody tells me something's beautiful, I kind of just nod my head and say, oh, that's nice, you know. I mean, but, you know, when people tell me that about Norway now, I say, I couldn't agree with you anymore. It's hard to describe, but it is something you have to see to believe. But trust me, you don't see anything like this in the United States. You don't. Everywhere you look is incredible beauty. I mean, the combination of the waterfalls and the mountains and the, you know, glacier here and, you know, the fjords are absolutely stunning. And, of course, the food and the people are great too, so it is it's wonderful. I think it's great that you're bringing folks back to see your home country, and that those runners are going to have a good time. What's the race, so we can keep tabs on the North Dakotans in the race? Tell us a little bit about the name of the race and how we follow it.
It's called the webpage is msm.no, like Midnight or Some Marathon Norway. So that's how you can look it up and read more about the information about it. So yeah, it's amazing, like you said. And then some folks actually signed up to come on this trip here just because they knew we were going to stop at the farm where I grew up. So that's kind of heart-touching too, that people just are coming just because I grew up here. So that's pretty amazing as well.
Yeah, it is. Well, that makes it special, right, to have someone that grew up here and be able to go back and see the farm. That's really, really neat. It really is. And is the actual race start at midnight? Or like, are you doing the midnight sun race?
See, the marathon, I believe, starts at 10:30. The half marathon starts at 11:30. 10K starts a little earlier. So, I mean, it's not like start at midnight, but, I mean, the marathoners, half marathoners, we probably be still running when the clock hits midnight here. And it's just like,
that's special.
Maybe
that's special.
7 a.m. late in Fargo. It's kind of like here all night long. Like, I went to bed like 2 a.m. last night after being awake for 37 hours leaving Fargo.
Oh my goodness.
I woke up 4 hours later and it was 5
a.m. Froda. Tilden, thank you so much. We got to go more after this. We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com. You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP Windrower from New Holland.
There's nothing like a good book. When I found Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles, a story about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. Well, it's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon says, it reads like Tom Sawyer. I couldn't agree anymore. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle, a childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. You can order online by going directly to Amazon. Makes a great gift for graduates or anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Brought to you today by My Pillow. Mike Lindell, quite the inventor, quite the genius to have come up with a pillow that is really the responsible for so many people getting such good sleep. I have a new app. My daughter talked me into this because she had an Apple Watch recently, and so she found a sleep app. And, you know, so you wear your Apple Watch when you go to bed, and it gives you the kind of, you know, restful sleep you're getting, all the different kind of, and, you know, I'm crushing it. I'm crushing it. But I'm crushing it because of MyPillow. That's why. Two-pack of MyPillow premiums now are $69.98. That's only $34.99 a pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here, fresh off last week's successful flag raising at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac in Mandan, right on the strip. It's the talk of town with that new 80-foot flagpole and the beautiful giant flag on there. And guess what? There's more where that came from, folks. You just give Jim a call and go to it. I'm in Norway, Jim, but I'm missing you back there in the good old U.S. of A. I've seen a lot more Norwegian flags than I have U.S. flags here. I'm kind of partial to that U.S. one.
Well, you know, I say that probably when it comes to contributions to the world, protection and stopping hunger and everything, America's probably done a little bit more than Norway. So, you know, protecting the innocent and everything. I know Norway is good, but America's taken front stage center for kind of being, we're called America's policemen sometimes. But when you look at it in real context, America's been quite a positive change for the world. And we're sorting out all the humanity stuff right now. But, hey, last week was big, Scott, and we did install two 80-foot flagpoles, thanks to Steffes Insurance Agency and Schwann GMC of Mandan. And as not only did we do that, we did a bunch of other ones, and we're still just plugging away, trying to get as many in as we can before the 4th of July. And we're back in Williston, where we've foundations up here we're setting. And if everybody could please be patient, if you ask for my assistance, I did get your email, and I will return it soon. But we really owe it to all our customers who bought really early in the season, and actually for Christmas and January and February, really owe it to them to get their poles in as quickly as possible. So if you're asking now, we will line you up and appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, I have one request from a number of folks on this particular group. There were some folks on the bus that brought NDSU flags, okay? And they were taking pictures in you know, historic places here in Norway and then sending them back. Somebody else said, we need a Trump flag, but nobody can find a Trump flag in Norway. Do you think you could find us one and maybe ship it over the pond in time for us to take a little photo?
Well, you know, I'll have to. Hey, and that reminds me of flags. Melissa, I did want to talk about this. Melissa, we're bringing her on, and she will be Johnny on the spot with flags. I totally gave up the responsibility of flags because we're just so busy, and Melissa's on board. She has a computer. She has a price list. Please, everybody, if you need a flag, contact Melissa at ndflagpoleguide.com. And no, I don't think I can get it to you in time. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. We'll maybe draw one up. Yeah, but, you know, we were also wondering if it would probably, you know, be a little bit treacherous. We might get some Norwegian swear words thrown at us if we're. That wouldn't stop me. It would not stop me, you understand. But, Jim the Flagpole, he's a great American, folks. 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, ND, flagpoleguy.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. You have a good time. Be safe. God bless you. God bless America.
Amen. Texter says, that was pretty interesting last night on Hannity when President Trump said that Mueller had conflicted interests and they were business interests, that he wanted to get in business with President Trump. And President Trump said no, so there's a conflict of interest. Mueller had bad feelings for the president because of this business deal. There's a lot more to what happened than meets the eye. I have never heard about it. I obviously didn't. There's no Fox News channel here, by the way. I get a BBC. That's literally it. So there's very little news. So I'm requiring.
They don't have Sky there. Sky News is kind of the
no.
Okay.
BBC. That's it. BBC. Otherwise, it was like MCIS and a bunch of shows. You know, I mean, you know, there were some other English channels, but it was like pablum. It wasn't like, you know, news or anything of value. So and that's why I'm counting on the audience here to help me out, especially next week. I'll be doing most of the shows next week. So. But I've heard what this caller is talking about, if in fact it is about Mueller and membership at the golf club, one of Trump's golf clubs. There was a dispute over, and it was pretty nasty, which you would think would have been a conflict, but no, not in D.C., not in the swamp. But I've not heard about them having a going into business with President Trump, you know, any kind of a conversation about Mueller being interested in, I don't know what, so I didn't see Hannity, don't know if there was more to that last night, don't know. Texter says, drove by this in Lakes Country, proof of some common sense in Minnesota, And guess what? It is a garage with some spray paint on it. Well done, though. That says, build the wall. Looks like it's like at the intersection of County Highway 6 and 11 is all I can tell. Right there. How about that? God bless you. More from Norway coming up. Don't go away. For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.